there is something therapeutic, too, about hearing that the Tigers have played their first game of the spring against a college team. I don't care who they're playing against, just the fact they're playing. It's a good thing. Speaking of therapeutic here, human emotion, people confuse these words. You know, when I hear the word jealous and I hear the word envy, sometimes they're intertwined. I can be envious of maybe, and I'm trying not to be, but maybe I look at my neighbor's car and say, well, I wish I had a car like that. But there's something that really cuts with the edge when it's jealousy, because this is really gets to the heart of human connections and breaking them, as I teased ahead, sometimes irreparably.
Well, there's no question. Jealousy, our old buddy Shakespeare, you know, called it the green-eyed monster, you know, which doth mock the meat it feeds on. I mean, he had a way of putting things apart.
Rich language there, yes.
That's true. But there's no question that jealousy is a great destroyer, because it really destroys what it claims to want to save, which is love, maintaining a relationship. But anybody who's been in a relationship with someone who's really jealous over the top, it's a terrible situation, and often it becomes very controlling. The jealousy comes to the point that it can be jealous not only of the person you're with, but also can lend to keeping the person away from friends, from family, from associates, and even a job itself. So if a person has any of these pangs of jealousy, they really have to begin working on themselves, working on trust. Because if you don't have trust and a jealous person doesn't have trust, then really the relationship is not going to work, Dave. And for decades in my work, I've worked with so many couples that where jealousy has ended what would otherwise be very, very good relationships. As people get this in their mind, and they can't seem to get it out. It's like a cancer. It's like an obsessive thought. People that, if you're out with them, they want you to not look at anyone. They want you to face the wall if you're somewhere. It's such a devious, insidious, cancerous type of a situation that's really hard to believe unless you really experience it and see it.
Doctor, does it start and spark with something frequently so small that it's almost hard to notice it's taken root?
It can, but I have found overall there are people that are insecure, and they so fear a loss of someone, and they really can't even envision themselves without the person, but they want the person to be a certain way. So gradually, if there's a little sign of jealousy, it just grows over time, becomes a malignancy, so to speak, that a person first goes out with someone, they love them, they care for them, but then they begin building things. Mm-hmm. They begin noticing things. And there may even be a little flirting or something going on, and all of a sudden this turns into something titanic. But remember, a lot of people that have severe jealousy, they come from insecure homes. They come from situations that they were not always trustworthy in relationships, so they assume someone else is untrustworthy. And then it just grows until it is so horrible. I've really experienced, sadly, much of this, and I always try to tell the person, you know, any relationship has to be built on trust, because you don't know what your partner is doing all the time. If your spouse is, and once the person can realize that and trust and go from there, they can begin having success. But many people are never able to really overcome jealousy, and they can be in many relationships and destroy them all.
What do you do if you're someone who's having feelings like this on your own, or perhaps the flip side, you're dealing with a partner, a spouse, who has very jealous emotions that are really starting to cut in on your relationship? What do you do?
Well, I think a few things. You try to talk to the person. You try to work things out. You can seek out terms of counselor, you can, if that experience, you can seek out, you know, priest, minister, this type thing. But overall, you have to try to work it with the person. And often, Dave, you can't do it. I mean, people cannot get over it, and the people begin to feel they're in a prison. And if it comes to that point, it literally will slay and destroy what it hopes to really keep. Because if you want another one, you know, Havelock Ellis is the one who said, jealousy, that dragon which slays love under the pretense of, you know, preserving it, keeping it alive. So I think if you if you're with a really jealous person, you can try to work with them, you can try to deal with trust, you can try to deal with understanding, you can try to deal with logic, and that can overcome some of this. But the person who's jealous has to get over their insecurities, they have to develop their own self-esteem higher, they have to realize that really they're a good person, hopefully, you know, and that this is really destructive, and you're not going to get someone to love you and care for you if you're trying to squash them emotionally. And then if you're a controller, which is often what happens with a really jealous mm-hmm. person, they have to work on changes in themselves. And it sounds simple, because when I say we just have to work on trust, the jealous person really can build mountains into molehills and really go kind of, you know, wacky, and they overinterpret. You know, another classic, of course, is Iago, who kills Desdemona in Shakespeare's Othello, not to bring up the big guy again. But no one says it better, think of me as loved one who loved not wisely but too well. It shows what jealousy can do when it goes really overboard. But we have to work on ourselves. We have to be positive if these things occur. We have to realize we're a good person. We need to be cognitive restructuring our thinking, saying, this person loves me, I love this person. I have to really recognize that there has to be a level of freedom and trust in any relationship. And this all sounds simple. People that work on it, it may take them months. People can overcome jealousy, and they can become effective persons in relationships, but it's a very, very difficult thing, and often they see anyone who gives them advice not to be jealous sees them as somehow in cahoots with the partner.
All right, drjohnb.com is the website to go to. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, always good to talk to you. Jealousy, the emotion, the insidious thing that it is, and something we all have to, not say we all, but many people have to get in control of and try to deal with as best they can before things get ruined in their lives. Dr. John, great to talk to you here on this Monday. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Bye-bye.